Riodel is at risk of losing access to their public library unless significant improvements are made to the building. That was the update provided to the City Council at their August 7th regular meeting. The County of Humboldt has entered into a consent decree with the Department of Justice over long-standing violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, access in public buildings. The county is required to bring all county-owned and leased facilities that provide any programs, services, or activities to the public into compliance with ADA regulations by September 13, 2019. The consent decree identified over 50 facilities that have access barriers that must be addressed, including the Riodel Library, which is located on Wildwood Avenue next to the fire hall. The building is owned by the Riodel Fire Protection District, which leases it to the county for the library. ADA regulations include access to the nearest public bus stop, which is located farther down Wildwood Avenue in front of City Hall. The DOJ found that the library building, access to the bus stop, and library parking required improvements estimated at approximately $250,000. Responsibility for ADA accessibility to the building falls on the fire district, while improvements to the sidewalks and bus stop would be the responsibility of the city. The county has a September 7th deadline to submit a report to the DOJ, which includes a plan for the Riodel Library. The county would need to designate an ADA accessible public library location, which would most likely be the Fortuna Library. In order to not be closed, a plan for addressing the ADA issues would need to be established for Riodel, including the liability. City Manager Kyle Knopp presented a couple of options to the council members. Utilize the Fortuna Library for disabled access while working to remediate the ADA issues in the Riodel facility if the DOJ accepts that plan. Have the fire department bring the building up to current ADA code, which is estimated to cost nearly $130,000 alone, while the city addresses the sidewalk and bus stop issues. Or the city could take ownership of the library building, which would put the full costs on the city, who would then apply for some unidentified future grants for repairs. One other option was identified, although it is just a preliminary concept at this point. Danco is moving forward with a permanent supportive housing project in Riodel on the corner of Rigby Avenue and Center Street. Chris Dart of Danco is willing to explore including a space for the library in the community rooms of the proposed development. Dart provided the council with some additional information on the project.
As I said, we're in this project, we're planning a large community room. We already had planned on providing services to the residents here. This is a project that has full-time service coordinator as part of it, and that service coordinator is going to provide an array of different services. We'll have full-time management, we'll have an exercise room, and a billiards table. We're targeting populations for persons who are making 40% or below the area median income. That calculates out to about $16,000 to $20,000 a year, depending on if they're one or two people. And these residents will be in need of assistance. These are special needs residents that have some sort of form of need of assistance. And Department of Health and Human Services is planning to provide that assistance along with our staff that will be staffed there.
The city will be having a special meeting on Thursday, August 16th at 3 p.m. in City Hall to discuss this project as well as general questions about the permanent supportive housing project. Video of the August 7th meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next regular meeting of the Riodel City Council will be Tuesday, August 21st at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.